This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A security official has told Reuters that the toll from the blast targeting a school in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, on Saturday has risen to at least 55 dead, more than 150 injured, mainly badly. Afghan authorities say the bomb exploded near a girls' school in a majority Shiite district of West Kabul. The Taliban has condemned the attack, denied all responsibility. Ambulances evacuated the wounded as relatives and residents screamed at authorities near the scene of the blast of the school. The bombing apparently aimed to cause maximum civilian carnage adds to fears that violence in the war-wrecked country could escalate as the U.S. and NATO allies end 20 years of military engagement and pull out. Israeli police have clashed in East Jerusalem with Palestinian protesters during the holiest night of Ramadan. Beefed-up police forces marched through the streets of East Jerusalem outside the Old City on Saturday, and adding to already heightened religious tensions that have unleashed the worst unrest in the holy city in several years. Earlier, police blocked busloads of Muslim pilgrims headed to Jerusalem for worship. The police action came after a nightly of heavy clashes between the Palestinians and Israeli police in the holy city. And they claimed both Israel and the Palestinians, and it triggered major rounds of violence in the past. This is VOA News. The European Union has cemented its support for the Pfizer-BioNTech and its novel COVID-19 vaccine technology by agreeing to a massive contract extension for a potential 1.8 billion doses through the year 2023. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that her office had just approved a contract for a guaranteed 900 million doses and with the same number of doses as a future option. The new contract has unanimous backing from the 27 EU member nations. Von der Leyen says that the contract providing 1.8 billion doses for a block of 450 million residents will give the EU a lot of options. Hundreds of people were seen partying Sunday night in Madrid, welcoming the end of the Spain's 11 p.m. curfew, which was lifted in all but four of the country's 17 regions at midnight. The state of emergency imposed last October, allowing the central government to enforce a nationwide curfew and local travel bans, ended at midnight, and hundreds of young Madrid residents took to the square traditionally used to celebrate New Year's Eve. Cheered freedom, danced, and played their drums and drunk with their friends. Many were seen maskless and not complying with social distancing rules. Madrid has the second highest COVID-19 incidence rate in Spain at 318 people per 100,000. Top U.S. fuel pipeline operator Colonial Pipeline shut its entire network down. The source of nearly half of the U.S. East Coast fuel supply after a cyber attack that the company said was caused by ransomware. The incident is one of the most disruptive digital ransom operations ever reported and has drawn attention to how critical U.S. energy infrastructure is and vulnerable to hackers. The shutdown has raised fears of a price spike at gasoline pumps ahead of the peak summer driving season if it persists. Colonial Transports 2.5 million barrels per day of gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, and other refined products through 5,500 miles of pipelines linking refineries on the Gulf Coast to the eastern and southern United States. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.